This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, I heard what you said about me not signing the anti-deficiency bill that was supported by realtors to protect homeowners, and I understand you're disappointed, but Mark, if you talk about me again, I'll hit you so hard you'll cry like a girly girl.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm glad he visited us. What are the odds that 2 weeks in a row we'd get voices by Dirk Brantz? Last week was Sean Connery, and today, Arnold beating me up. I still want to give you more information about Sean Connery and his comments about women. It's pretty bad. Today's guest, he was on 3 years ago, an Alhambra house. Alhambra? Alhambra. House was built attached to a city bridge. It sold over asking. We'll find out who bought it and why. San Gabriel Valley Compass Realtor Douglas Lee. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. But first, as we have been doing for the last, well, I've been doing, not you, 97 weeks, taking a look at what's pending and what the median price is of what's pending. Why it took 26 years for me to, or 25 years to figure out I should do that, I don't know. But 97 pending listings. There was actually 99, but two were on leased land, so I got rid of those. 97 pending. Now, last week I had 97. I don't recall if those two were on leased land as well. I don't remember, but for 2 weeks in a row, 97 pendings, huge number. I haven't seen that in the 97 weeks I've been doing that, and it's 97 pending. What are the odds? As Brian Richards would say, nobody cares. $2,775,000 is the median price 2 weeks in a row for 97 pending listings. Now, it stands to reason that we're going to see the median price year to date go up, assuming these all close, assuming they close close to the asking price or more. Although out of the 17 sold listings this last week, seven sold over asking, seven sold under asking, and three sold at asking. It's pretty amazing. I just kind of saw it throughout the week. So we'll see what those 97 pending listings turn into. Now, for year to date, I took a look at everything as usual. And then for the second week in a row, I pulled out Montecito and Hope Ranch. First, everything, like an everything bagel. I bought a bagel for the first time in Santa Barbara since 1977. I'll tell you about it in segment three. It's the size of a small tire. Great bagel, New York bagel. 131 sales through March 6th, 2026. 131 sales. Last year at this time is 147 sales. Now, as mentioned last week, the reason why is Hope Ranch and Montecito were kind of trailing. And in fact, when I took out Hope Ranch and Montecito, we had 111 sales compared to last year's 108 sales. So, however, as mentioned, out of those 97 pending listings right now with a median price of $2,775,000, 22 are in Montecito and Hope Ranch. 75 are everywhere else. The median price for those 75, $2 million. That's Carpinteria, Santa Barbara, Goleta. 22 in Hope Ranch and Montecito. When you include Hope Ranch and Montecito, it pushes the median price to $2,775,000. So that tells me I didn't take a look at the 2022 in Montecito and Hope Ranch, see what that median price is. But generally, we've been seeing Montecito, Hope Ranch being near $6 million. So that pushes up that pending quite a bit. So interesting to see 111 sales without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Last year was 108. And the year before that, it was in the 80s. 2 years before that, it was in the 80s. Median price without Hope Ranch and Montecito, $1,009,025 this year. Last year, $2,370,000. Year before that, $2 million. Year before that, $1,006,000. And in 2022, it was $1,009,000 without Hope Ranch and Montecito through March 6th. $1,009,000 in 2022 and 137 sales. Of course, going back, there were many, many more sales. We've experienced that lower number of sales. But a little bit of a pickup, and astutely, Bill Coker pointed out interest rates have dropped recently, so maybe that's partially attributed to the uptick. However, 22 sales pending in Hope Ranch and Montecito, I don't know how many of those are getting a loan. So, not sure the impact on that, on the loan rate. But we do see more sales outside of Hope Ranch and Montecito, so that could contribute to the interest rate. Okay, so I kind of morphed into talking about without Hope Ranch and Montecito, getting back to everything from Carp to Goleta, 131 sales, median price $2,230,000. Now that's lower than the last 6 months of 2025's $2,285,000. So first 10 weeks, approximately $2,230,000. But as mentioned, with a median price of $2,775,000 on the 97 pendings, I expect to see that median sales price year to date to go up. 17 days on the market year to date. The last 6 months of 2025, the days on market was 22. So a little bit of a pickup, like pickup basketball. Averaging 13.1 sales per week. Last year it was 14.7 sales per week, again through March 6, 2026. Year before that, it was only 11.1 sales per week. That's 2024. Okay, so that's year to date, last 6 months, and that's everything. And of course, I'm looking back to 2015. As mentioned, the year to date, $2,230,000. Oh, I didn't mention last year was 2.9. Last year just started out crazy, crazy. And even then, it was 18 days on market median number. Today, 17 days on market. But 2.9, and again, in the first 6 months of 2025, we ended up at $2,650,000. Second 6 months of 2025, median price ended up at $2,285,000. So for the year, ended up at 2.4. And here we are year to date, $2,230,000. Let's see in 2, 3 weeks if that number isn't back up to closer to 2.4. Last year, 2.9. In 2024, it was 2.3. 2023, 2,275. 2022, 2.4 million. Again, about the first 10 weeks of the year. And then in 2021, it was below 2 million. In 2020, it was 1,000,004. Year before that, about 1,000,004. Year before that, 2018, about 1,000,004. And then 1,225,000 in 2017, 1,300,000 in 2016, and 1,160,000 in 2015. That was the median sales price for the first approximate 10 weeks of the year. 1,160,000. Today, double. 2,230,000. Almost double. Back then, we had 189 sales. And then compared to today's 131. Without Hope Ranch and Montecito in 2015, the median price was 915,000. Then when it went over 1 million, and today it's 1,000,009 without Hope Ranch and Montecito for the first 10 weeks. It's interesting to see that arc. The arc of real estate. Let's see, what do I have time for? Not much. Home maintenance tip of the week. If you hire a tree trimmer and the tree is over your roof, have him Give him a couple of old socks and tell him to put them over the air vents to prevent debris from falling into your air vents. Why a professional arborist wouldn't know to do that is beyond me. I would still recommend this arborist, however. You're listening to Mark Schneibin's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with my guest, a San Gabriel Valley Compass realtor who's going to tell you about the house he sold in Alhambra that was built on the side of a bridge. No kidding. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.